This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What a disappointing series against the Kansas City Royals. I thought for sure, Ed, that would be a series that they could take two out of three against. In fact, they had an opportunity. And just throw a shutout, get shut out, then give up a ton of runs. It was just not just ugly, man. Just absolutely ugly.
Well, then there's no consistency to the – it sounds stupid – the way they're losing. It's one thing if, you know – you're losing by, you know, lopsided scores or high run totals because your pitching's been decimated. You're losing games routinely like 9-5 or, you know, something like that. They're not. They're getting shut out, and the pitching staff holds up. They'll lose a game 3-0, 4-0, and then the next night they'll lose a game 11-7. So it's just like, you know, you can't point to one thing and say, oh, man, you know, when these guys get back or when the bats still get hot, it's just been frustrating all around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking up some stuff here. I was trying to look at the pitching matchups for this week and what they're going to face. And the hard part is some of the outings have Kramer listed Wednesday and Thursday. So I guess we'll find out what's going to happen. He's pitching one of those days, the other one he's not. But you get to face three righties. The issue is that you're facing Lopez and Ryan in there, who are both upper echelon pitchers.
Right.
Woods Richardson, you get him tomorrow. Povich going up against his former team. It's kind of an interesting, does he get a little bit more amped up for this game?
Normally by how the rotation goes, though, Kramer is before Tomo.
Yeah.
So Kramer should be.
That's
Wednesday.
What I expect, but right now they have Kramer listed, at least on Yahoo where I'm at and I'm going through this. They had him listed Wednesday and Thursday. But then, you know, when you get to this weekend, too, you get the Angels. Now, granted, West Coast trip. So this is a week where
it should turn things around.
Yeah, you face probably the best pitching that Minnesota has, outside of Woods Richardson. You get their two best pitchers, and then
Pablo
you go to the
Lopez
Angels.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and if you go to the Angels for that set, now all of a sudden you're looking at a team that doesn't have upper echelon pitching, but they do have some guys like Anderson and Kikuchi that can keep them in games. And oh, by the way, both of those guys. Oh, sorry, you say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Thank you, Rob. Anderson, left-handed. Anytime I see a left-handed pitcher against the Orioles, I may just fade them now, better. Like, they make every pitcher look like Sandy Koufax that's left-handed.
Yeah, that's factual.
That's what JCM tweeted out yesterday.
Factual, yeah. Statistically
501
factual.
OPS? You have a 501 OPS against left-handed pitching? Lean into one, Chief. Get on base. Do something.
But going back to what Ed said, they just make up ways to lose now, lately.
Well,
they invent different ways to lose.
And they're not the only team having issues. You know, the Yankees have more blown games after the eighth inning than any team in baseball.
Including last night against the Padres.
Yep. Did you see? So one of the pitchers on the Padres threw something that they called a chitter, a changeup splitter. I think it was just the Vulcan changeup, but because a chitter. A change-up and splitter. You know how you have your slurve and...
So I'm thinking that's like wide hands.
So he's got like the Vulcan grip.
Okay.
And when he throws it, it's
just...
It
must have the thumb wrapped around the bottom. That guy has some huge hands.
I guess. But like watching it, I think it's just a Vulcan change-up, but because it drops so much...
Joe's over there trying to do it. It looks like he's saying, stop it.
Yeah. Joe looks like he's in Total Recall and he's trying to give the Martians the air. He's got his hand up on that thing.
Looks like a normal Orioles pitcher.
Stop it. Yeah.
Cole Hagen.
It's called a Chitter?
A chitter is what they were calling it. And somebody was like, what you call me? No. A change up and a splitter, but it looked pretty nasty.
Yeah, you know, if you say that quickly, you can say the different word.
Mm. I ain't messing
up. I ain't talking about that word. I'm talking about something you do in that room.
Oh, well. Yeah, I did have tacos yesterday.
I know.
No bueno.
I didn't partake in Cinco de Mayo yesterday.
Didn't?
Oh, I kind of did. I'm sorry. Back up of that. I met at table 13, and me and Holtz hit a couple shots.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll back off of that. I did. That was real early, though.
Did you say me and Hose?
Holtz.
Oh, okay. Holtz. I didn't know if, like, Hose
my
was
buddy
just out.
Chris Scherholtz. We call him Holtz.
Me and Hose having shots.
I swear I thought that's what you said. I did. Exactly what it sounds like.
I think it's more of what you expected me to say. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Possibly.
Yeah. It was overheard.
And I'm still upset with you for agreeing that I have no soul. I heard that. I heard that, and I'm still upset about that. I'm trying to get over that. Do I not have a soul? Ed said, no. No, dude. That's not on the script. That wasn't where that was supposed to go. Can the Orioles, okay, yes, they can. Will the Orioles win this series against Minnesota? You calling it now?
I mean, it's three right-handed pitchers. I'll say yeah, because I think they definitely get tomorrow.
I think they win the series. Ed, the real question is, am I going to be able to shave this thing by Thursday night?
I think it's coming because the next four series, all the teams are below 500. And yes, I know the Orioles are below 500.
So,
but this is their best chance to turn it around, right? For the next four series in a row, you face the Twins twice, you got the Angels, you got the Nationals. You can win some games here, man.
Well, the other thing that I saw too, so the Red Sox have had the easiest schedule so far, and are they 500 right now or going into yesterday? They were 500
even.
Yeah, and they were talking about that they've had the easiest schedule, where the Orioles have had a really difficult one where they faced almost a winning team every single time they've gone out. Now, it's still very early and records will change, but like getting the opportunity to face some of the teams you are now, this is really where we kept saying tread water till sometime in mm-hmm. May and you get some help back. Mm-hmm. But you almost feel like you got to do a little bit better around this time than treading water. Right. You need to come out with a winning record. I'm not saying it has to be 10-3 or anything like that, but it would be nice. It has to be a winning record.
Baseball is a rhythm groove sport. Now, some are going to say, well, what difference does it make if they're beating up on bad teams? When you can get in the rhythm and you're starting to hit the ball well and see the ball well against bad teams, I mean, I know you guys remember, some of you out there listening, you played sports. You know what I mean? You need a slump buster. You know, you play against one of those bad teams and you really have your way against them. Next thing you know, it gets you going.
Deuce and a half. You know, it's late. You're looking around and you find your slump buster.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're talking about?
It was a 2-10.
Okay. And then a 10-2.
It's a 10-2, yeah. But sometimes you need a slump buster, man. And hopefully this little stretch that Ed just pointed out to you all will be the Orioles slump buster. Mike Elias will join the show at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, you know, what are you hoping to hear from the Orioles GM when he joins us at 9 o'clock? We're going to let you conduct the interview before the interview. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let me think. I know who it is, and that's not a question, Huey Lewis in the news, but wasn't the movie Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this has been in a bunch of movies, but I think that's the one.
That's the
most,
one?
You know, synonymous with it. Yeah, everybody
I knew it. Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
My favorite Huey Lewis song was I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Who got sued for that? Did Ray Parker Jr. get sued for that, or did Huey Lewis in the news get sued for that? I Want a New Drug.
Did somebody sample somebody else?
Believe it was Ray Parker.
Ghostbuster. Okay. Let's do it. It's Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Ray Parker got sued.
It's the same. It's the same exact song.
Is it really?
Oh, it's the same song, man. You knew it when it was out. Like, oh, that sounds familiar.
Who are you going to call when you need drugs? Is that what it, like, is that how it
Ray
went?
Parker Jr.
You need a new drug. Who are you going to call when you need a new drug? There you go.
Huey Lewis. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew one of them got sued over that. That's my favorite Huey Lewis song. Now, the GM, Orioles GM, Mike Elias, will be on the show today at 7:15. Want to hear from you. What do you want to hear from the GM? And I know you this is something that you've been waiting for. For a long time, and I don't want to spoil your questions, but what kind of theme questions are you putting together for the GM?
Are any decisions coming?
Okay. And it's funny you say that because Joe on Facebook says he wants a managerial change. Will there be one? That's one of the questions he wants.
Yeah. That's not happening.
Well, I'm still going to ask the question.
Yeah. My question, since, and I was just telling Rob, Ed, since everybody wants us to ask the tough ones, Was Justin Tucker being released a football decision? My first question.
Well, it's funny you say that because it's exactly why I'm going to be asking these questions. I know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, we're very happy with, you know, the performance of Brandon Hyde. And we've had a lot of injuries. I know what the answer is, but you still have to ask the question.
Did you see since, was it 2020? All the managers that were hired in 2020 have all been fired now. It's like seven of them. Yeah.
Well, how was 2019?
I know, yeah. But I'm saying the guys that, you know, we have like a, anywhere from like a 4 to 8 turnover rate
right.
in football and baseball, basketball.
How many managers were hired in 2020?
I think 6 or 7.
That was a rough year to get hired too.
Yeah.
Because you only had 60 games.
Well, yeah. look at the league now, because you know what Aaron Judge is doing is ridiculous, but nobody's hitting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, across the board, like I don't need people texting in and listing 5 other guys that are hitting, but I'm talking team wise. Like you look around the league, look at how many good players are hitting below 200. I didn't say 300, below 200.
This is we're on pace right now to have the worst batting average in the history of baseball. And I know we don't look at batting averages like we used to, but I'm sure if you looked at the OPS would probably be down as well. But this is not, and I think that's a big reason why these official scores are now giving hits. In some situations where they used to give errors, bring these batting averages up a little bit.
Come on, man, you gotta look better.
This is the, and I think for us, for those of us who want to complain about starters not going long, and hear me out. Even though I give you a reason that starting pitchers don't go the distance, I don't like it. I'm just giving you the reason. I'm answering your question. I'm trying to enlighten you. I'm with you. I don't like it. I like when pitchers go 7 at least. But I think that's what's leading, Ed, to the bad hitting. Think about this. If the starting pitcher is only seeing you twice, that's it. He's only seeing you twice, sometimes not that much. Now, the third time at the plate, you're seeing a different pitcher. He's throwing 100 miles an hour, if not 100, mid-90s with filthy stuff. And then your fourth at-bat, you're seeing yet another pitcher. I think the things that we hate about today's pitching is actually strategic and effective in the lack of hitting in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Ed, you got to look at it too. Like you're seeing different, I don't want to say specialists because we don't have lefty specialists anymore. They got to face 3 guys when they come in. But the arm slot that they're throwing out of, the different types of pitches. We were just talking, the sweeper came out of nowhere. And by the way, Joe Ryan probably throws the nastiest one in the league.
And now you said
the chitter.
Chitter. I almost said the wrong one. The chitter is out there now.
It's like when Gary Thorne said, oh, instead of saying we're in hitting distance or shh. No, Gary, you can't say that on the air. That was one of my favorite ones of his mistakes. But no, like you're looking at the way that the team's assembled now, and you're going to go, like the thing that I want to ask him is when people call for trades or you contact other people for trades, like, is it just that they're asking for too much, that everybody wants your top 3 guys? And that's Holiday, Basayo, and Mayo.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. Here's what I would love to hear this from the GM. First of all, I'd like him to honestly assess what's positive for the O's and what is negative. And then beyond that, and related to that, what is he going to do to turn our negatives into positives? And what is he going to do to strengthen us, what we already have, so that we can win the World Series this year?
Hey, Greg, before you go,
yes, sir.
I want to hear, can you give me 2 negatives for the Orioles? Two negatives that you see.
Two negatives that I see, the pitching is on the weak side, and I just don't see a lot of fire from some of the young guys that I had counted on.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe he called it and said good morning instead of great morning.
Do you think that, and I agree with him on the fire, but do you think the lack of fire, Ed, is because of the lack of productivity?
Yeah. I think the frustration, it seeps into your head and it lives there rent free. It's tough to shake that when it's going on for 8 weeks now. We're just like, wow, this sucks. You know, it's like, because we have to talk about it. They have to play it. They have to travel. They got to deal with this every day. And, you know, and some of it I think is inexplicable. You know, good point, injuries all you want, but why is the hitting so poor?
Think about this. If you are on this level, chances are, you know, either you would draft, a lot of Orioles have a lot of high draft picks. They have a first. They have an infield of first round draft picks, essentially.
Yeah,
I mean, they do. When Westbrook is there, I think Westbrook was a second round draft pick, but kind of like a supplemental second. Mm-hmm. So they have this entire infield of high draft picks. That means they dominated in high school and college. They dominated in the minors because they got up here pretty quickly. All of them did. So they're probably experiencing the longest length of failure that they ever have in their careers. That's got to be tough to deal with.
I got news for you. Against right-handed pitching, you could have an outfield with a couple of first-rounders as well. I mean, Sed's not, but like you start looking at what some of these guys have done. I mean, Kierstead was in the first round. You could – there's a lot of talent on this team. And the Ravens, the Orioles have hit home runs when drafting early in the draft and grabbing the right players. But as you pointed out, Gunner was at the back end of the first round. Jordan Westberg, back end of the first – like – they're finding it everywhere, and it's not just first-round picks that are hitting for them. The thing that I like is that they're making trades for pitchers that we're not thinking about and then developing them, which is something, you know, whether you want to go back to looking at the different guys they brought in. We're seeing Cade Povich now, but we talked about Cruz or Yennier Cano. We talked about all the things that are going on with Batista. So these are guys that they've developed.
Okay, Mike Elias will be on the morning show today at 9 o'clock. Hope you did not want to miss this. If so, you got the Odyssey app, check it out there. But we want to hear from you. We're going to let you be the interviewers. What questions do you want to hear from Mike Elias? Or want to hear him answer, I should say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Man, I want to give a shout out right now to my man Dave Z. Dave is like a P1 who never calls. He'll text me a couple of times a week during the show with different topics. Not asking a question like he texted the one about Power Love. That we were playing.
Why'd you just say that Dave Z's annoying during the commercial break, how much he texts you all the time?
Man. Man.
You heard him, right, Ed? You heard him during the break?
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, I'm going to beat him.
Well, listen, my bat's still in the corner.
Oh, it is.
I'm
going
to beat him.
Yeah, what were you doing the other day? Rob picked up that bat and he was showing, was it a stance that you were showing me or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was. What questions do you want us to ask Mike Elias at 9 o'clock? Let's go to Timonium and get my man Robbie from Robbie's First Base. What's up, Robbie?
Well, I got to give you the trifecta first, Rob.
Okay.
Ed Norris texted me, and Netflix renewed Junior and I.
Oh, that's
you
great.
You came and gave me a hug. That's
there you
right.
go. There you go.
You came and gave me a hug.
You're the guy, man. My dude.
Well, what I would say to Brandon Hyde and the general manager advice, I would say thank you for doing the job that you're doing, and stay the course and don't listen to these fans, because where we are and where we came from is heads and shoulders. They are doing a fantastic job, Rob, and that's the truth. And if you're a real baseball fan, you'll see that.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate that, Robbie.
Thanks for taking my calls, guys. Thank love
you
the show.
Robbie.
Thank Bye. You. Robbie works for the Orioles.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
I'm joking. But I agree with him. I think a lot of people, you're looking at certain things and going, oh, Elias sucks in free agency, and he doesn't do this, and he doesn't sign the guys we want. He's afraid to make a trade. I don't think that's the case at all. I think he's evaluated his players, and he has three guys that he's not willing to move unless you absolutely got the right package for it. And I think it's great. I don't want to be the team that traded Fernando Tatis for James Shields. All the talk, Rob, all the things in the offseason. You got to go get Sandy out.
Hold up. That actually happened.
Yes.
Because they said he was big game James.
Yes.
Yes.
And the White Sox traded away Fernando Tatis Jr. for big game James Shields. Go look at how that turned out. And I'm not saying every trade works out that way, but we also have the other side of it where people are like, hey, you got to go get Sandy Alcantara. Have you guys looked at his numbers and seen his? He's getting his brains beat in every week. And I'm not saying he doesn't turn it around, but again, it's this revisionist thinking. Like, they should have re-signed Corbin Burns. Can I now say he's hurt? Does that matter? Or we're not talking about injuries, Rob. That's what it is.
You can't say injuries.
The
roster without the injuries. Let's go out to New Jersey and get Dan. What's up, Dan?
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. How you doing?
Welcome to the show,
good, man.
Hey, yeah, so I just want to get into the Galaxy Brain lineup there, the Brandon Hyde throwing out there with these lefties. It drives me nuts. I mean, you just got to play your best players. I think you got to have Holiday hitting every time. You got to have, I mean, let Kerstad take his lumps out there. But the left-handed lineups drive me nuts. if you get these guys as prospects, you got to play them, and they're some of the top prospects in baseball. Let them rip against these left-handed players.
Are you saying you want us to ask Elias about that?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I think that these left-handed lineups are just absolutely insane. You can't just – I mean, if
– You're talking about the lineups batter, against left-handed pitching.
Absolutely. Yeah. If a right-handed – if you have a 190, 200 right-handed hitter, that doesn't mean that automatically he's going to be better than the number one prospect in baseball who happens to be left-handed. Where are we just going to sit him forever?
I'm all for the lefty-righty splits and how things go, but I agree with this guy 100%. Jackson should be playing almost every day. Give him – spell him – and I don't care that you're paying Jorge Mateo. Pay his ass to sit down. Who cares? Like, why are we doing this? This isn't Little League anymore. It's not Pop Warner where you got to get everybody a carry and everybody's got to get their 10 plays. I understand you're paying them, but they're there to spell your studs. And you can't tell me Jackson Holliday is not perceived as a stud in this organization because he was untouchable.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. One question that I had for Mike Elias, and I kind of know the answer to it, kind of like what Ed was saying, that you know how you're going to answer it, but you still want the answers. I want to know what type of leeway ownership gave him when it came to the free agent market, if there was a limit on spending and just kind of what their idea was. And I know he's going to say we got some of the best guys out there, but I want to know, like, if for sure if that's what he was thinking. You know, we talk about Corbin Burns, but – you know, it's hurt. He's hurt, and, you know, I think that was a good fit for Arizona, but I just want to hear his thoughts on that.
Thank you very much. That's a good question. Yeah, it is. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, I know we had some text over there from our listeners.
Yes, we do. Also, Jonathan in Essex says you're a homer, Jeremy, if that makes you feel any better.
I don't care what
you're the
says.
Ultimate fanboy, and you never say the Orioles lose.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Go be racist somewhere, Jonathan. Yeah, go be a racist.
Tell
like
Jonathan
you are.
I don't appreciate Jeremy taking my that's my spot.
Oh, he actually said, Rob, you have changed job duties since you have changed that your job duties expanded. Remember when you said they were, remember when they said you were pinky up Rob? I don't even know what he's talking about, man.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I think he might have Alzheimer's or something. I don't know what's going on. Dave in Salisbury doesn't know what this guy's talking about.
Ooh.
How much pressure to accelerate your internal timeline did the team's overachievement in 2023 add to that equation?
Okay. I like that. Got another one for us?
Are the O's considering a change with the hitting coach?
Oh, that's the one that's all over Facebook.
Oh, no,
right now.
The hitting coach.
That's one. Do you know what? That's all over Facebook on my post about the hitting coach. And I said to you before, I said it, I think I may have said it off air. If you're going to change hitting coaches, what they've done before, you keep recycling from within. To me, if there's really a problem with hitting coach, don't you want to change the voice completely by getting somebody on the outside? Like I'm not saying he's the right answer, but the Texas Rangers just hired Brett Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Brett Boone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brett Boone. The other Boone.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
You know,
the one that was on steroids.
Yeah. He was. Jose Canseco said that man used too much steroids.
Man, he hit 50 bombs in a season.
Let's go to Noah and Randall's. Well, why when Griffey hit 50 bombs, y'all say he wasn't on steroids?
Because Griffey wasn't my size. Brady was my size.
Griffey. Okay.
Brady hit 50 in a season.
Noah and Randall's down. What's up, Noah?
Why is Charlie Morton still in the Orioles organization? That is the most boneheaded move. Mike Elias needs to kick him off. If we don't get rid of him, Brandon Hyde needs to go too. I mean, he shouldn't even see the ball. After we paid him, he should be in a retirement home. He's too old to play the game.
Noah, you came in hot, man. You good?
Yeah, he just upsets me, man. And then if we play Kyle Gibson, we can't bring Charlie Morton in.
Yeah.
You know it. We can't have him go back to back.
Yeah, he did come in hot, but I don't disagree with him.
Like, you know what? You should be upset with him.
Why?
He took your question.
Yeah. I understand the whole, maybe it is something that when the juice doesn't meet, you know, it's not worth the squeeze, Rob, but like if he gives up too many home runs and then we're losing money on baseballs and it outweighs the $16 million he's getting paid. Because that's how many baseballs you're giving up every goddamn day he's on the mound. They've lost every game he showed up in. Everyone, you bring losing. And he's had a great career. This is not the way. Walk away. Walk away.
Diddy in Baltimore. What's up, Diddy?
What's up? How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just trying to see if you can ask them when or if they're ever going to sign a long-term deal to one of our homegrown players. I think it'll also boost the morale for the team as well if they start seeing that they're paying them.
Well,
hey, Diddy, thanks a lot, my man.
The problem with that is, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, like, and I the example I use is Matt McClain with the Reds. He's a young superstar. They said, we'd like to offer you an extension. He said, I'd like to not accept that. When you're that good and you know how much you're going to make, like, we were surprised when Jackson Merrill signed, honestly, for what he got. So some guys will do that. You see a lot of foreign-born players that come over and sign these deals initially.
Jackson Merrill's not a dumb contract. But in defense of Denny, I think Denny would like to hear Mike Elias say that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And we know that. You and I both know that. Ed knows that.
It's a good question.
But, yeah, have Mike Elias get that answer. Yeah. But, yeah, I think Jackson Merrill's not a dumb contract. That, come on, dude.
I mean, come on. You shore yourself up for the rest of your life because you're locked into 135 mil.
However.
But could you have waited? Like, again, it's the risk-reward thing. Like, what happens if – I'll give you a perfect example. You know who's pitching for the Twins? A guy named Chris Paddock. I don't know if you guys remember. I think Ed will remember. Chris Paddock was the absolute man for the Padres. Everybody was talking about when Paddock was going to face Pete Alonso because they were up for Rookie of the Year together, and then Pete Alonso mashed. And then Paddock disappeared.
Yeah, he did.
And if you look at him now, he is not the same pitcher. But if you would have bet on him after year one, you'd have been like, this guy can't miss, man. He's so good. So sometimes you just don't know.
Let's go to Boldy's Corners and get Berto. What's up, Berto?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Morning. Doing well, man.
My question for the GM today is, there's a pitcher out there that's dying to get back in the major leagues. I think everybody knows his name, Trevor Bauer. What is it about him that nobody wants to touch?
What it is about him is what nobody wants to tell you either, because they can't.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where they know a lot more about him than you know, Berto, is what I was told. And until things are in the public, they can't talk about that.
But people keep flashing.
No one is signing him.
People keep flashing his stats since he pitched in the Mexican League.
But people have this desire, Ed. They've had this entitlement that if they know it, you should know it. No, that's not how that works. There are things that they can't say.
What's also fascinating, his name comes up all the time. Because after a while, you've got to tell yourself, wait a minute.
It's every fan base that brings
nobody
him up, too.
Want him?
Yes.
Huh? Every fan base brings him up. So why wouldn't we kick the tires on this guy?
Who doesn't need pitching?
So here's the other thing. Is in my assumption with everything that went on with him, and we're not privy to all the information, but Ed, he likes really aggressive sex, right?
Yeah, we've seen the social media posts.
Into some S&M, BDSM, whatever, SM, M, a couple other letters.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
No, it's not. But my assumption is that there may have been times where he maybe went a little far and they didn't want to finish, or they didn't want to go through with it. And maybe there's buyer's remorse at that point in time. There are reports of other videos being out there that they don't want to leak out. And
I don't know what it is.
And he's not a good guy to begin with.
All I know is no one is touching this guy.
Yeah.
No
and
one.
And I don't know any of it. But we've all read the stories and heard everything. It gets to the point with what you hear. There is a crime in most states. It's not kidnapping. It's called unlawful imprisonment, though. When you prevent someone from leaving. And
now you can't leave. God bless. We all three said it at the same damn time. Joe's yelling it in my ears. Thanks a lot, Bronxdale.
Yeah, but that, you know, if you just don't let someone leave, it could be charged with unlawful imprisonment. Some of these things sound like that. That's how far they went. So, and I don't know. I'm not accusing him of that. But there's a reason. There's got to be a reason that nobody would take it. As Rob said, who doesn't need pitching? Point to that team so I know. Like, who doesn't need a pitcher right now?
And it's everybody.
Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side. Do you have an issue with the statement that the Ravens put out along the lines with Justin Tucker's release? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, when you have food that's so good, it makes you dance, Jerry.
If you enjoy that, now I understand why you enjoy putting feet in your mouth.
This is delicious. Ed would eat it.
Well, Ed would put anything in his mouth almost.
Right? No Diddy.
Well.
No Diddy.
Depends what kind of party it is.
Do you have a problem with the with the statement that the Baltimore Ravens released?
On Justin Tucker?
Yes.
I don't personally. I mean, I get what some fans are saying and other talking heads are saying about this. Like Mina Kimes, who I respect a ton, was like, what was the tone of this? What were they trying to get across? But again, they've been saying it's a football move the entire time, and I think that just lets them avoid all the other stuff. We all knew this cut was coming.
I love Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes would be the fun chick.
Yeah, I mean, she loves the Ravens, too, and she knows football. Like,
she would be the fun chick. Come to the party, you know, you circle around her. She's got all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I disagree with her on this.
I do too. Like I don't know what you want them to say, and it is weird too. Like I've seen so many fans. Hell, Rashawn called in earlier saying, "Hey, we're gonna miss." Like I think fans are missing out on other stuff because they keep going through their mind. It's like, well, he hasn't been proven guilty. Well, there's more to it than just that. And again, with the league, I'm assuming the league let the Ravens know, and I don't know how you feel about it, Ed. Like of what their findings are and the direction they're going in to help make this a little bit easier, because I think he's getting suspended regardless.
It sounds like, you know, there's a lot here. They made the move. Granted, his kicking was off last year, but we all knew there was something going on in his personal life that was distracting him and causing. I mean, if there's any position in sports that is more closely connected with your brain, you'd have to show me, because it's a solo thing. The pressure's tremendous. You got to be clear-headed anyway. But he had a bad season. However, you don't get rid of a guy till you have your guy, and they don't know if they have a kicker yet, and they just cut him loose. It's not a performance issue yet. My intuition says there's a lot here. Something's going to break soon. He's going to get suspended. That's what I'm thinking, because this just happened too quickly where, you know, whatever we do will be a football decision. Oh, voila, 24 hours later, it's a football decision.
Can we call it a football decision for just letting him go because you don't want the distraction of this going on the entire time?
Call whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it is a football decision. It's a football business decision.
Yeah.
You know, it makes
sense. It's the best interest of the team.
It makes sense. And, yes, in the criminal justice system, you're innocent until proven guilty. Yes. In the criminal justice world. At work, it doesn't always work that way.
Right.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't always work that way. If you are bad for business, then you got to go.
And it's not just sports. I mean, look at what happened to Jonathan Majors, who was supposed to play Kang in the Marvel series with the domestic violence thing that he had, and he got eliminated. They changed. They lost a ton of money trying to change up all this stuff that they were promoting, pushing, just for this to go away and nothing to happen. And that doesn't mean that Jonathan Majors is innocent of everything that was said. It just wasn't proven that he was guilty. You know, he didn't. So here we are.
It was bad for business.
It's the same situation. It's like, hey, I'd just rather get rid of this and wash my hands of it.
We know somebody, at least one person, that's really sad over this. Susie in Delaware. What's up, Susie?
Oh, no.
Oh, guys. Tuck, tuck, tuck. Mm. I'm sad, sad, sad. But you know what? It was just a matter of time. They were looking for something to say, see you for him. You know, poor fella. And we all do things that we shouldn't be doing, right?
Yeah, but that's
yeah. But there's a certain degree. There's a certain degree on doing things that we're not supposed to do. I mean, you're right. We all do, but there are levels to this.
There's consequences also.
Yeah.
Consequences. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. I just had to give you a shout out, and I agree with all you guys. Just the way it is.
Thanks a lot, Susie. And the higher you are,
things will never change.
The higher you are, the greater the consequences.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and you know, it's one thing. It's funny. My buddy John Miller told me, the police commissioner, we're talking about the media and it's just life. Like when you're a public figure, he said, "There's nothing they like more than building somebody up than tearing them down." So the higher you go, the feeding frenzy when you make a mistake is even it's exponentially worse.
You're right.
Than the publicity they gave you.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Elias, Oreo GM, joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, it's time to look at the film. Well, he already did. Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore, joins us on The Fan.